Hello, English program here. A few techno problems. One, the recorder keeps on sticking, so you may lose bits of what I'm saying. I do apologize in advance. Two, someone's using the vacuum cleaner in the background, which is sort of putting me off a little bit. And I don't know why that's happening. And three, I'm still using a microphone from the pound shop, which will add to the rubbish sound quality. But that said, it's great to be back. We haven't done one of these What's on the True Channels, True Movies things for about 6 months, I think. So it's nice to be back. And the reason why I'm so keen on exploring What's on True Channels over the weekend is because I've got a bit of a sore foot. I normally walk into town. We're back in Liverpool, you know. Last time we did these little podcast things, I was in Spain. But I'm in Liverpool now, permanently, and I walk into town every day. You know, I walk through Matthew Street into the Cavern every day. How cool is that? But because of that, I've now got a sore foot. So I'm going to spend the next few days watching the TV, okay? So I thought I'd have a look and see what's on. So there you go. So, you know, things have changed. Things have moved on. The last time we did this, with the exception of the, you know, these sort of techno problems, things have changed. Things have moved on. For instance, True Channels have now got, they've announced on their Twitter page, if I can find it, they've got a Facebook page. You never had one of those last time I was here. They've got a brand new Facebook page. So look out for that. Go to their Twitter page, which is twitter.com/truechannels, and have a look there. And they've got links and things. They've got their proper website, of course, which is truemovies.tv. Go there and sort of check out what's on. Okay, so all kinds of things. I saw something here that was tweeted. I've lost it now, but a film that had Leonard Nimoy in. You know, Leonard Nimoy was in the video. He's driving the car with the Bangles in the back for the video of their song Going Down to Liverpool. So a bit of a Bangles, Leonard Nimoy, Star Trek connection to Liverpool there. I know it's not a very good connection, but one nonetheless. Okay. So, anyway, moving on. Let's see what is on True for the rest of today, and then we'll do another one later or earlier tomorrow, telling you what's on Saturday. So right now, The Christmas Hope, a lovely film. It's got Madeleine Stowe from The Last of the Mohicans, and she's looking as splendid as ever. Not too sure where she's from, but she's got a sort of like an English thing going on, hasn't she? After that, Ten Commandments. It's part two. But look out for that, sounds good. And then you got Hunger Point, The Baron and the Kid with Johnny Cash. The Johnny Cash. As opposed to the fake one who's always popping up in things. And that was True Movies 1. Over on True Movies 2, they've changed, or they're changing, their channel numbers, by the way, on Sky. So I'll sort that out a little bit later. Hang on, I'm a bit busy doing this at the moment. I've got like 1,000 things to do all at the same time. Little House on the Prairie. Got two episodes here. 100 Mile Walk and Mr. Edwards' Homecoming, followed by Her Majesty the Queen, A Remarkable Life, documentary surveying the life of the Queen. Followed by The Queen Mother, you know, Aintree Racecourse, which is technically in Sefton, but basically Liverpool people think of it as being part of Liverpool. It's on the boundary, you know, so technically it's in Liverpool. And there's a Queen Mother's Stand. And I've got family members who worked when they built that stand. I've been in the Queen's box, but the Queen wasn't there. So later on, you've got part five of North and South, and then Anne of Green Gables and a few other bits. And very, very quickly, we only have 5 minutes, we're on the audio boo. I'm going to give you 5 minutes. Huh. Imagine that. You've got The Waltons, The Prize at 5 o'clock, and then The Stranger is Little House on the Prairie. You've got Martin Kemp in a film called Daddy's Girl. That's like an ITV, like a British film. That's, so watch out for that at 9 o'clock. And that's followed by The Vice. So if I can find it very quickly, this thing with the channel changes. Probably I can't. I have 15 seconds to find this. No, I can't find it. But go to the Twitter page and you can have a good look for yourself. I'll keep on looking. If I find it, I will let you know in our next thrilling, exciting episode. Thanks for listening.